二，听雨说，练习一 ，Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear four sentences. Make quick responses to the sentences you have heard.
1. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
2. I really must be going now.
3. I'm sorry that I forget to return the book to you.
4. We'll have a dance on Sunday. I hope you can make it. Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear a short passage. The passage will be read twice. After you hear the passage, answer the first question with information you hear, and the second question in your own opinion.With at least three sentences. You will have 1 minute to prepare and another minute to talk.
People living in the country enjoy several advantages that people living in the city cannot enjoy. They are in close contact with nature. They make friends with trees and stones, cows and dogs. They breathe fresh air. They fight with strong winds.They listen to the song of birds. This contact with nature is good to their health. There are many diseases that are common in the city, but are not to be found in the country. For example, nearsightedness is almost unknown to country people. People living in the country can easily get fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and fresh milk, and they get them at lower prices than in the city.Country people are mostly honest and polite. They make and keep promises with seriousness. They do not put on airs. They are not nearsighted.
Questions. 1. Where does the speaker think of living in the country?
2. Do you prefer to live in the country or in the city? Why?
练习二 Section A.
1. Is there anything I can do to help you?
2. The movie is okay, but I don't like the actors.
3. Is it all right if I turn down the TV now?
4. When are you going to take your holiday? Section B. New research shows that dog and cat owners have fewer heart attacks than other people.Doctors already know that we become calmer when we stroke an animal and that walking a dog is good regular exercise. But a new study of 5,700 people shows that people with cats and dogs have lower blood pressure levels. In other words, they are generally healthier. Some doctors are now telling patients with heart problems to get a pet.But it has to be a certain kind of pet because what is important is the physical contact and the love that passes between the pet and its owner. The love of a cat or dog for its owner seems to be unlimited.
Questions. 1. What does the research in this passage tell us?
2.Do you like pets? Why? 练习三 Section A
1. Would you help me lift this heavy box?
2. Be careful. The floor is slippery.
3. You'd better give up smoking for the sake of your child's health.
4. What about going to the newly opened shopping mall? Section B.
Are supermarkets designed to persuade us to buy more? When you enter a supermarket, the manager knows better than you do how you will behave, which way you will walk, where you will look, what will make you buy one product rather than another. When customers go into a shop, they naturally look to their left, but move clockwise towards the right. So supermarket entrances are usually on the left of the building.And the layout is designed to take shoppers around the store, aisle after aisle, from left to right. Then shoppers will pay attention to the products. Fresh fruit and vegetables are displayed near supermarket entrances. This gives the impression that only healthy food is sold in the shop. Basic foods that everyone buys, like sugar and tea, are not put near each other. They are kept in different aisles, so customers are taken past other attractive food before they find what they want. In this way, shoppers are encouraged to buy products that they do not really need.
Questions. 1. How are supermarkets designed to encourage customers to buy more goods?
2. Do you usually buy necessities in supermarkets? Why?
练习 4. Section A.
1. What's the matter with you, Tom? You look pale.
2. Would you please pass me the milk?
3. It's very nice of you to show me around the school.
4. Make sure that every window is locked. Section B. It is a common belief that teenagers today know about computers and are familiar with using them in all aspects of their lives. We questioned 30 young people between 14 and 18. All the teenagers we interviewed said they had computers at home. We asked them how much time they spent on their computers in an average week. But we were most interested in what they used the computers for. The average time spent on a computer in a week was about 12 hours, and the lowest user only 5 hours. There was no significant difference between boys and girls. All of the people questioned said they regularly used the computer to play games. 14 told us they did some word processing at home, but not very much. Only 2 of the respondents said that computers helped them with their studies.
Questions. 1. What did the researcher find about the computer use of the teenagers?
2. What do you usually use the computer for? 练习五. Section A.
1. What can I do for you?
2. Do you mind if I ask my friend Tom to have dinner with us?
3. How do the shoes fit you?
4. Don't sit on that chair. It's broken. Section B.
It happened 3 years ago while I was staying at my sister's house. She and her husband had gone on holiday and I was looking after the house for them. One night I heard a lot of noise outside and I went out to see what was wrong. The house next door was on fire. Smoke and flames were coming out of the upstairs windows. A woman shouted, "Help! Help! Tommy's still inside!" Without thinking, I ran into the house, but it was terribly hot. Then, while I was standing there, something hit me on the back of my head. The next thing I remembered was that I was lying on the grass in front of the house. The fire brigade had pulled me out of the house. The woman was there, and she said, "It's all right, Tommy's safe." Then I realized that she was holding a cat. I had risked my life for a cat.
Questions. 1. What happened to the speaker one day when he was looking after the house for his sister?
2. What will you do first if a house is on fire?
练习六. Section A.
1. Sorry, Mum, I've broken a plate.
2. My father has been very ill. That's why I couldn't come to the meeting earlier.
3. Just call me whenever you are in trouble.
4. I'm going to spend a few days in the mountains. Section B. There is an old saying, "Think twice before you leap." So it takes me long time to make up my mind about something. I don't decide things quickly. Some people think this is a good habit, and others think it is bad. I try to get all the facts I can collect before I make plans. I read the newspapers, I talk to people, I read books, and I try to think of everything that might happen. I listen to my parents and friends, but I make my own decisions. It takes me a long time to make plans, but I don't have to change them often. Some people make plans quickly, but they also change their plans quickly.
Questions. 1. What does the speaker usually do before making a decision?
2. What do you think of the old saying, "Think twice before you leap"? Why?